느낌이 와 날 따라와 모두가 내 뒤에서 줄지어 모든 게 다 완벽하니까 잠 떨지 말고 거울이 열리고 Hello, everyone. Welcome back to, well, again, I'm by myself. So today you only have one half of What in the K-Pop. I am your co-host, Precious, and I'm back with something a little new, something a little fresh. It's mostly just new. Well, no, I've been doing it, but different. But anyways, so in the past, if you have been listening, I've always done, you know, birthday podcasts, you know, for each of my biases, but I want to reciprocate, show the love to groups, especially on their debut days. And today is Ace Day. Happy Ace Day. Today is May 23rd. And for those of you who don't know, I am a proud choice. And today is the day that Beat Interactive, Miss Kim, CEO Kim, Beat Interactive gave birth to the K-pop group Ace. And I love them so much. And today actually marks their 4-year anniversary of them being a group because they debuted in 2017, May 23rd. Happy birthday, Ace. They're so cute. But anyways, guys, so please show the guys some love and some support through all their social media platforms and, you know, leave some comments, make some funny edits, and show the boys some love because they totally deserve it. And, you know, 2021, 2020, it has really been, you know, like the year of Ace. Like, I'm sensing Ace world, like, domination. So today, I feel like I'm just going to talk a lot about how much I love them, and I hope you guys enjoy. I am going to be running through some, you know, their humble beginnings and stuff like that, so you can be more familiar with them and learn how to love them the way I do. So I'm going to start off with debuting a little snippet of their song, Cactus. And this one, it really highlights really good vocals, heavy EDM. And if you like that shit, then this song, Cactus, is for you, and stream that shit. But anyways, I'm going to play a little bit of Cactus and I will be right back. I'm going to be gracing you guys with Ace through this little podcast. Let's go! Okay, so that song will always be a bop. It's kind of one of my first. Okay, so I'm going to quickly run through the brief history of the group before I start talking about the meat and potatoes of this podcast, which is Ace Appreciation. So in order to understand the present, you have to look into the past. And when I first started standing Ace, I didn't really know where to start. You know, of course, you know, typical K-pop stan stuff. I went to, you know, I took myself to the interwebs and I went to K-pop profile and I dipped my little toes like into the water just to, you know, for starters. And Ace, I did not know. It's interesting. It is an acronym. You know, I don't know. A lot of K-pop groups be doing acronyms, so I get it. I get it. So ACE is an acronym that stands for Adventure Calling Emotions. And what this means is the group wants, you know, to cause emotions for people, like the urge for people to go out and have adventures and follow their dreams. And I thought that was pretty cool. So when you hear like an ACE song, like go out, have fun and live your best life is basically, you know, what the goal is. And I'm here for that. And they debuted, of course, ACE debuted under Beat Interactive, and they are the only boy group that is with Beat Interactive. And they debuted May 23rd of 2017. So I'm just so happy. I'm really glad that I even like discovered these boys. Like I am in love with them. Like Bad Discography, who we don't know her. But I'm going to introduce some of the members who don't really know. Because, I mean, for anyone who's been listening to this podcast, I'm a really big Ace fan. And, you know, for those of you who are finding this podcast by accident or, you know, listening in for the first time, hi. So
Ace is, I'm going to start to talk about members, but okay. I feel like I should really, get this out of the way before I mess up this entire podcast. And I adore Ace to pieces. Like, I love these boys so much. Like, my bias in the group, I guess I have like two biases. Okay. So, like, not really bias tracker. Anyways, I have my bias in the group is Lee Donghyun. And then my other bias is Park Joon-hee. And at this point, like, I don't know what a bias tracker is. Like, I don't know. Like, it's always been these two. Anyways, so I had a coming to peace, and I'm gonna say my peace. I'm gonna had a coming to Jesus moment. And when it comes to, Donghyun and Jun, like I dead ass, like I don't know how to shut up. So I'm just gonna say like how much like these two are my biases, and like I love them so much, and I appreciate them. They're handsome, they're talented, and just everything in between. Man of my dreams, like manifesting, and not precious pining over men who don't know that no, not precious pining over men that don't know that she exists, but. It is what it is. But anyways, I'm going to briefly talk about the members who, if you guys don't know them, it's totally cool. Go stan Ace, go listen to the music. But the first member I'm actually going to be starting out with is Mr. Park Joon-hee. I love him. My bias. One of my biases. He is the leader of Ace. He's lead vocal, lead dancer, and he's basically like, again, my bias and like the love of my life. It's just a whole thing. Like, he's the love of my life. And then we have Mr. Lee Donghyun. He's the oldest, and he's my other bias. And again, the other love of my life. Like, I mean, at this point, like, he could be my husband. I'm sorry, June. But at this point, he is my husband. It is what it is. Like, the heart wants what the heart wants. And next, we have Mr. Kim Se-hyun, aka King Wow. Because when he wants people to see him, he wants them to go, wow. And like, when I first saw them, he did catch my attention at first. He did catch my attention at first. Because that nose is immaculate. That smile is immaculate. Like, wow. But no, not I'm lying. Like, seriously, like he is like 10 out of 10, 20 out of 20, like handsome. But all the Ace members are visuals, and they're so unique in their own way. And he's just one of those people, like, wow. But he is the main dancer, vocalist, and he is like, he's a rapper. He's one of the rappers. There's two. Next up we have BK. And BK is like, he's that bitch. Like, he's that sassy bitch. He is main dance. So there's main dancer, and then there's main dancer. Main dancer is BK. And he has so much duality because he is a vocalist. I've heard him sing, and he's a rapper, and his flow is just like, I did mouth pop. Like, mouth popping, like amazing good. I love him. So yeah, him and Wow are the rappers of the group, and they're so good together. Like, I love when they just rap together. It's amazing. Next up, we have Kang Yu-chan, who aka Chen. He is the main vocal and the magnet of Ace, and he's happy energy. Like, that's best boy, like my favorite boy. Well, they're my favorite boys. Kaha. Insert goblin, play that. But no, I enjoy Ace so much. Like, he's my magnet, and like I will protect him so much. But no, like, it's just like funny because I love talking about the members so much, and I get so excited. But Wow, Byung-kwan and like Chen, oh my God, they just give off just like that bestie energy. Like, go best friend, go best friend, go. Like, those are like totally like my besties. If I were to talk about Ace for so long, those are besties. So if you guys want that bestie energy, it's definitely them. And then love of my life husband material, Lee Donghyun and Park Joon-hee. I have a lot of issues. Anyways, I'm going to be jumping into their humble beginnings if you guys will sit in. First off, June, he actually trained with Jellyfish Entertainment. I heard of Jellyfish actually before when I was watching Produce 101. June trained with Jellyfish Entertainment, and then before transferring, transferred to CJM and E&M. So he was a trainee for Jellyfish before going to JC and E and M. That is so hard to say. But no, you guys know I don't script anything. So you signed up for a hot mess. You know what you clicked on. It is what it is. But no, during the times of June has actually been training, he almost debuted like 7 times. That's crazy. So like you're training for so long, 'cause I think he was like 18 when he moved out and he wanted to be a singer. So I'm just like, it's crazy that he almost debuted like 7 times, and I imagine like, that could be a little frustrating, but dang, boo boo, like you did it, and you're the leader of Ace. You did it, boo. You did it, boo thing. Next up we have Donghyun. Donghyun actually competed on K-pop Superstar. Like K-pop Superstar, I think. K5, something like that. And he was like, it was prior to him being another trainee. He's a trainee also at the same hard to say company as June, which is CJEM. That is so hard to say. So I guess that's where they met. That's really interesting. And then also we have Mr. Kim Sehun. Wow, he is interesting. He trained with YG, and then later, god damn it, he later went to CJM and M, where he met June and Wow. So the besties, that's where they met up. That's where the besties were. Kim Byung-kwon, aka Mr. BK, aka that bitch, he trained under JYP alongside Chan. So they met prior. That's interesting. So three of the members met at one company, and then two of the members met at another company. That's very interesting. I thought that was cool. Because, like, I mean, trainees meet each other in companies all the time, so it's no surprise, but I just think that's pretty interesting. Also, another thing, Kim, like the CEO, Miss Kim, Chef's Kisses, female CEO, we need more of that representation because we love that. She actually worked at the company that June, Wow, and Donghyun were at. And she was like, hey, I'm leaving. And they're like, oh, cool, I'm gonna go with you, or something to that caliber. I was not there. But basically, she worked as a manager at their company, and she went out and started her own and took the boys with her. And when I say these men are ace, like these men are like, they were pretty top performers in their companies, and they chose to go to a smaller company with Miss Kim. And I thought that was pretty cool. Like, so that's like the humble beginnings of Ace. Because when, I mean, I know I always make the joke, like, they're in these streets. Like, I thought it's really cool because for a smaller group and starting out, they were busking all up in the streets. And I did go back. Thank you, Coral. She loves it when I acknowledge it. She does. When I first started looking at Ace, I went to their YouTube. And I'm that bitch. I watch everything that I can, and I watched all of their pre-debut videos and all of like their busking videos in the street. Dang, like, okay, not gonna lie, when me and my friends, knock on wood, because I want to travel, go away, COVID. When we go to Korea, I genuinely really want to see like people busking in the streets. I'm like, oh my god, like that might be so and so. Not ace, but like it'd be really cool if I saw like people, like a group busking in the streets. That'd be really cool. Wow, precious, precious, precious. So that is a little brief history of Ace. It is really short because, I mean, they did have other things prior that they were doing. They, obviously trained in other companies. They did other things. And now here they are with Beat Interactive. And I'm so happy that they're there. And it's just super awesome because they're sharp dancers, they're amazing vocalists. And I love the chemistry of how they work together. And it's one of my favorite things. Again, one of my favorite things is how, like, this group, they work so hard together. And I actually remember, I think at some point they were answering questions on Reddit. It was Reddit, and I didn't know that I could submit questions, but I think I did it, and it was like too late. Oopsies. But so they went onto Reddit and they posted questions and stuff like that. And I went through and I found the Reddit link. There was one question that I really, really liked, and I went through, looked at them, and there's a choice, and the username is it's underscore merit. And their question was, hello, boys. I would like to ask you a really important question. I'm very curious what you would think. Sorry. I'm very curious what you would think about being a fan, or like what makes you a fan, I guess. And then how would you defy and say people, like, how would you define and say that a person is a fan? Okay, that's a very interesting question. So that was question number one. And June, he answered, because they did their initials. So June replied to the first question, I know by the face and the lips. Like, I just got these from Reddit. I know by the face and the lips when you listen to Ace music at the concert. So basically, what just makes you like a fan is when you're at a concert and they can see you just singing along to their song. And trust me, when concerts come back and they play Goblin, I'm fluent. Like, I know, I'm just joking. But I love that song. So that was part one of its underscore merit's question. And part two is, and to quote for the question, and another question that is a dilemma, would you, this is actually a very good question. It's a very good question. And it kind of resonated. I need to stop. It resonated with me. Would you rather have supportive fans for your whole life, but the number of them is not that much, or you would rather have millions of fans, but if you got married or make any personal decision, would they leave you? That's so interesting. And then again, June, he answered the question and he said, too hard to answer, but I'd be happy if we have a lifetime relationship, which means, you know, me personally, I think as idols, I mean, there's so, again, as a K-pop stan, like full time, the shit's not a joke. Being a fangirl is, the shit's real. This is not a game. But I just think it's so interesting when, you know, fans, like there's so many groups debuting, and you have to really stop and think, you know, there are so many groups and you're just like, you know what? I want to stan. There are so many groups, like guy groups, girl groups, solos, like popping out like every single day. And to me, I'm just like, that's a lot. And, you know, there are some that make it really big. For example, BTS, Monsta X, GOT7, OT7, love them. And, you know, NCT. And, you know, we do have smaller groups like Ace and, you know, One Us and stuff like that. Like, there are smaller groups that I really appreciate. But a lot of people stop to think, you know, that's a good question. Would you rather have a fan base that's small and they support you and, you know, not, and, or do you want to have, you know, millions and billions, but if you decide, you know, to get married or even make any personal decisions, they would leave. And I'm just like, I feel like, you know, maybe it'd be nice to have it either way, maybe, or maybe you could have both, but I don't know. I thought June answered that very, you know, he answered that very maturely and I like that. You know, but if you guys do want to read like some of the questions, I'm gonna link the Reddit. It's the Reddit to like the actual like page where all the questions are at. I'm gonna post it in the description below so you guys can enjoy. And I really enjoyed going back and reading the answers that Ace gave. And now I am going to grace you guys with another song. I'm gonna quickly move on to my next section and I'm gonna grace your ear holes with a clip from my first Ace song, Undercover. I shall return. Dun-dun-dun. Okay, that was Undercover. That was my first ever first ever Ace song. And again, I feel really, oh my God, I don't know why, but sometimes I always like feel like a little bad because every single time I do talk about Ace, I always have to say at first I didn't really like meh. I was like, like they're cool because they weren't really my jam, but now like I'm all up in the jam. Like, these are my boys, and I love them so much. It's, like, really hard, you know, just being a K-pop stan. Because, like, I'm really sad because, like, when they were on tour for Undercover, I really wanted to, like, I thought they were cool. I wasn't into them at the time, and I regret it all. I just regret it all. But hopefully when, you know, the pandemic is over and we can see them again, I will be able to see them with my squad, with my friends, and I'm gonna have a good time and like make eye contact with June and Donghyun and, you know, just maybe fall in love. I'll stop. Anyways, guys, so I'm gonna get back and I want to actually share some, like, these are, like, some tidbits of, like, the discography that I really like and some accomplishments, collaborations. Like, I am mostly going to try and keep this podcast short because I tend to talk a lot. Or actually, you know what? If this podcast is long, it is what it is. But right now, as I'm recording, I don't know how long it's going to be. Yeah. This is the crappy that this is the crap everybody signs up for because Precious never, you know, thinks things through. But it's okay. It is okay. But again, so discography wise, we have Cactus that they came out May 23rd.
Yes, we have Cactus. After Cactus, we have Colin. Colin was very interesting. I wasn't sure how to feel, but then I saw Donghyun in those glasses, and then he started singing, and I was like, wow, this is great. This is great. But no, honestly, their discography, there's no such thing as a bad story. As like, there's no such thing as like a bad song in their discography. And that is what I appreciate. I love these guys so much. But no, I think Ace as a group, like, their sound, it's very, like, how do I put it? They can do, I mean, haha, like, they're aces for a reason. Like, they can really, like, I feel like if they really had a lot of commitment, they can honestly just do whatever genre that they want. Because, I mean, with Cactus and, I'm not sure what kind of vibe Colin was. Colin was very interesting. It's not one of my favorites, but it was good. But Cactus was very, like, heavy on the EDM with, like, a lot of vocals. And they can do heavy EDM. We all know that. And then we had, you know, stuff like Undercover. Undercover was released on May 17th in 2019 for their second little mini album. And Undercover was very just, like, it was, like, the rock vibe that I really felt from it. It was so good, and the way they performed to it, like Undercover and that whole album, it was, Undercover was such a high energy song, and I appreciated it. It was such a high energy song. And then, you know, right after Undercover in October 29th, 2019, same year, like what the hell, same year, like same year, they literally came out with Undercover, The Mad Squad. And that, thanks to my friend Coral, that is the first Ace album that has graced my K-pop shelf. And the title track on that one is Savage. Savage was very, again, I don't really know how to describe it. Like, when I say that Ace can really do any genre of music, that they can legitimately do any genre of music. Like, I mean, if you even go onto their YouTube page and you look through all their covers, they are very, like, again, I love versatility in groups, and that is why Ace is one of my favorites. Like, you know, aside, you know, being very funny and charming that everybody appreciates, we love that. Like, goofy, like, the chemistry of the group, like, the way they view music and the way they perform it with such, like, they, like, there's always, like, that one, like, TikTok meme. It's, like, I don't know, everyone, like, it's, like, my back, take my breast, I'll stop, I'm sorry. Ew. But you know what I'm saying? It's, like, they're always, like, how do I put this? Like, they're always singing and dancing like the rent is due. If I had to put it like that. They're always singing and dancing just like the rent is due. And it's such high performance, high volume. And it just, it gets you up and it gets you going. And I'm just like, damn, I wish I can be that talented. I know. Right after we did have Mad Squad, we did have the fourth little mini album. And it was the Butterfly Effect that they released in 2020. And it was Favorite Boys. That was my shit. That was my shit. That was like when I heard the sampler and I saw the concept photos. I am going to be honest with you guys. As a K-pop stan, I would say that I'm kind of cheap. Well, or actually, no. I am fiscally responsible. When I am fiscally responsible, every time there's a version of an album that comes out, like, I always buy the concept that I like the most is what I usually do. But with Ace, there's only one version of all of them, and I'm okay with that because I'm saving money! I'm saving my money. So I have actually, I'm happy that they don't do any repackages, swear to God. But yeah, so the Butterfly Fantasy was the first and the only K-pop album I have ever pre-ordered. Even like as much as I love BTS and Monsta X and like NCT, I've never pre-ordered anything. So for me to pre-order an album and I only heard maybe like a couple seconds, maybe like 20 seconds from the sampler of each song, without fully even knowing what I was getting myself and committing to when I put my card into, you know, when I put my card into the website and I got the album. Yeah, so that was a lot of commitment for me. So, like, to me, Ace's music, again, so versatile, so well-performed, very put together. And to me, I have a Ace all-kill playlist. Like, I have not heard one bad song from them. Not one bad song. Like, if anything, I will always, like, play that song when I'm on, like, a road trip to annoy my friends. Hee hee. But they're all K-pop stans, so they can't be annoyed. Ha-ha. But no. So, yeah, that is their discography. But they did do a recent collab They did a couple, actually. They did a couple. They did the Favorite Boys remix with Steve Aoki and a Nigerian American rapper. His name is Thumpmos. And it was retitled Fave Boys with like a Z. So I thought that was very creative. It's very out there. I know. I thought that was really cool. I actually really enjoyed like the remix. I didn't think I would like it because I'm just like, I used to listen to like EDM, but then I stopped. But then, I don't know, this hit different with Steve Aoki and like the rapper. Mr. Thumpmos, thank you, sir, for contributing. I really enjoyed it. And I always think it's cool when they do collabs. They always do like the one with like the person in it, like the collaborator that they have. And then they also do one with just like them, like just like the Ace version, if you will. I didn't know that was a thing, and I thought that was cool. So yes, Fave Boys. And then they also did the recent one with Gray. And I'm just like, I didn't know who Gray was, first of all. I did not. And then I'm like, oh, hey, my dumbass. I thought it was like Gray, like the K-pop like guy, Gray. I thought it was him because my friend May like loves him. I thought that was Gray. But his is spelled differently than the guys that they collabed with. And I felt very dumb. And I was like, oh, those guys. I didn't know. So I felt kind of dumb. I was like, okay, oopsies. But no, like, Down is their more recent release, and I really, again, I just really enjoyed it. It's very, like, fun and fresh, so that's why I really enjoyed Down. And then another collab that they did, it was with a French DJ, cannot say his name, I'm gonna spell it out for you, though. They sung the vocals for it. They featured on DJ HCUE. I don't know. I'm gonna say it wrong, so I'm not even gonna try. Only reason like you guys ever catch me spelling things is because I don't want to like. First of all, like I probably looked it up in Google, like how to say it, and then I learned how to say it, and then once I get on the podcast, like I forgot, and I could cut this, but nah, I don't do that. But no, they did the vocals for his song called "I Feel Lucky," and it's so like, she's a vibe. Like this is like a twerking song, like. Heavy twerking, like vibing in the club song, and it got released on September 14, 2018. So that's like a year after they debuted. So they had a collab right after they debuted. Yes, like a year right after. Okay. I mean, it'd be so cool to collab with Ace. I'd be so happy. Happy, happy, happy. But yeah, so I thought that was a really cool one. That was one of their first collabs too. So I thought that was interesting. I was like, okay, like we're over here doing it and whatnot. Oh, but no, music-wise, like, you guys should really go stream Ace. Like, they're amazing because, I mean, as, like, time continues, I feel like a lot of people are really starting to recognize them. Like, there was that one time they, what was it? They danced at, like, it was an Oscars. It was, like, an Oscars after party. And they did, like, I mean, they didn't, I don't know if they did any of the original songs, but I know that they did, like, covers and stuff like that. They went to an Oscars after party. And they performed there. And that's cool as fuck. I'm just like, yes. And then who knows, like maybe someday Ace World Domination, we're gonna be performing at the Grammys. What's good? But no, Ace is definitely one of the groups that like, again, their music and the way they perform will very much take them so far. So far. Aww. But no, I mean, there's actually a couple like little shout outs that they did. I love the fact that like, actually, this is just off sidetrack, but like they have actually acted in dramas before. And I thought that was really interesting because I'm just like, you can sing, you can dance, and you're really beautiful, and you're probably really smart, and you're funny, and you're really charismatic, and you can act? Triple threat! What is this? Like, everybody in freaking Ace is like a triple threat when they can act, because June was in, let me see, June's been in a couple dramas, and so has Donghoon. And like, they're just to name off like a couple, like Donghoon, he was in I Need Romance and Age of Youth. That was the name. I think it's, well, I mean, when I watched it, it was called Hell of My 20s, I think. It was on Netflix. But yeah, him and June were in it. And then June was also in I Need Romance 3, Big Issue, and Melancholic. And I think even recently, they were also in, what was it? They performed a little bit together. It was like Zombie Detective. I've never even heard of that until like I saw like the clips that The Choice were posting of like, I think it was a clip of June. He was like riding on like a back of a scooter with one of the members and he was like throwing cards. And I thought that was cool. It's like, dang. If Ace ever comes out with like a card merch, I'd be kind of here for it though. Yeah. But for starters, I'm really happy that people are starting to get to know them. They're getting more publicity. They're getting more opportunities. And that's what I, as a choice, that's what I want for my boys so much. And, you know, this was, I did a podcast and I did it the day of, and that's when I was freaking out. And I thought it was cool because December 18th, Be Interactive's Twitter announced that they signed with Mr. He's the CEO of Asian Agent, and Mr. Danny Lee, if you ever hear me, like, hi. Ambassador, what in the K-pop, what's poppin', like, we'll promote your groups really well, hee hee. His company, Danny Lee, his company focuses on bringing, like, Eastern culture over to the West, and, you know, he does a lot of, like, the local promoting and strategy stuff for ACE, so I think that's really cool that they have, like, an American branch to work with, because I know a lot of, like, K-pop artists, they do that, like, they have their company, and then they have, like, their American branch, so I think, again, that's just super cool. And I don't know, because, like, I went to Wikipedia, and I don't even know if this is, like, a thing, but apparently they're co-managed by another entertainment company called Swing Entertainment. I'm not gonna lie, y'all, for this one, I just want this little tidbit in here if anybody wants to point me wrong, which would be great. If I'm wrong, let me know if I'm wrong. But I saw that and I was like, I don't remember reading anything. So maybe not, maybe it is. But I mean, again, people are starting to take more notice. So for more people to even want to work with them, that's awesome. But I didn't know if this is a fact. Good job, Precious. Good job. There's a reason why I did so great in school. But no, apparently it was on February, so it was pretty recent, like February 5th, Swing Entertainment announced that they would be, like, co-managing ACE alongside Be Interactive, so, maybe? Question mark? Interesting. I need to stop. But again, guys, to be honest, I know, like, ACE definitely has, you know, they've come such a long way, and I know there's just some things I feel like, you know, these are some things that I just feel like they're really worth talking about. Like, people are starting to take notice. Their music is amazing. And, like, you know, all the collabs that they're doing, because these are very small stepping stones to, you know, success. And, you know, for the field, I could never. I do a podcast and I work full time all the time. But, you know, when I see, it's just not even ACE. Like, it's really just watching them, like, when you want to achieve a dream and, you know, just to see people and industries and companies just taking more notice in you, like, that's just so cool for me as a fan to see, like, you know, how much they're progressing as a group. And that's one of my favorite things that I really love, like, the determination that they have. And I'm going to be talking about, you know, a couple of my favorite things that did happen this year. And I'm going to stop getting all emotional. I wouldn't really say this is emotional, but I am going to bless your ear holes with my favorite ACE song, and it's Goblin. ASMR, low-key. But no, I'm gonna play Goblin. I'm gonna get, like, a quick little water break. I'll be right back and share some of my favorite accomplishments with ACE. And enjoy the vocals of Park Joon-hee! I love fucking Goblin. That's my favorite song. But no, welcome back. Come back. I am back from my water break. Yes, because I needed water because I tend to talk a lot. But I'm actually going to be, you know, again, this is just, you know, some of the few accomplishments that I have seen from ACE this year. And I just think it's really cool. So I'm going to give all these accomplishments a little shout out, a little light, so I can, you know, show my boy some love. But okay, so funny thing, like, for those of you guys who don't know, I might post it someday, IDK, yeah, or it is actually posted, but maybe if you guys DM me, we'll talk about it. So okay, at some point I did write, like, an ACE fan fiction that's, you know, pretty good. I hate to say it myself. No, it is. I wrote, like, an ACE fan fiction, and dead ass, like, toward the end of it, I was, like, manifesting, like, all these things, like, they're gonna be on BuzzFeed and stuff like that. And, like, when it actually happened in real life, I was like, oh my god, like, my ACE fan fiction is, like, coming true. So, like, where's my Lee Donghyun at? Ew. Okay, I'll stop. But no, I'm just saying, like, my writing manifested something, or it was in the works already, but, like, my manifesting just, like, you know, moved it along. That's what I want, so I'm gonna stop. But no, I thought it was super cool, because one of the things that was really cool was they were actually on, like, a 17 magazine on YouTube, and they did, like, little TikTok dances. I thought that was interesting, because I love when K-pop idols do that, but when I saw them do it, I was like, cute as fuck. Cute as fuck. And I'm just like, oh, like, I love how they were all just like, they got to learn one of the TikTok dances. Man, watch, like, Ace actually be watching all the TikToks. That'd be cool. And, like, commenting, that'd be cool. I know, it was cute because they each, like, got to do a, like, a little TikTok dance and do their own, and, like, June won. But it was just really funny because he got one where he was, like, you know, dancing, and, like, there's one part where he has to shake his little butt, and I'm just like, June, I'm always disappointed in him. I'm just like, June, like, you know how to throw that cake. I don't know why you're subduing the cake. Come on, man. Come on. But no, that was really cute. I loved it when they went on 17 magazine just to do, like, 17 on YouTube, just to, like, do, like, little K-pop dances. I actually thought that was cool. And then they went on BuzzFeed to do Who's Who. I love that. And a Donghoon, like, there was one question that just fucking made me laugh. It was like, who's, like, the best cook? And then Donghoon, like, he pointed upwards. And then they're like, oh, who is it? Like, oh, they're in heaven. I'm like, oh my God. Like, he really doesn't think that nobody's a good cook. I think June would probably be, if I had to guess, but I don't know. I don't know them like that, but that's just all I got, because I don't know anything else. Teehee. But no, those are some of the cool stuff. Like, I like that they've been doing, they've been just on YouTube a lot more, getting featured on stuff. Like, I saw, like, maybe this past, you know, this past pandemic, like, they did a cover of EXO's Obsession on KCON. Like, they've been, I don't even, honestly, y'all, like, I'm too broke for this, but I don't even know how many, like, KCON things they've had online this past, like, pandemic age. Like, I actually don't even know, but they were on there quite a bit, and they've been guest starring on all kinds of broadcasts and stuff like that. I'm just like, that must be nice. Like, that's so cool. I'm just like, you guys are really, like, hustling, as you should. Because, I mean, one thing, I know we're in a pandemic, but they really, like, I mean, all the idols, I mean, everyone really, in general, has continued just to work, and I think that's just, you know, amazing. But yeah, they have been on K-Con and, like, stuff like that a lot, and I'm too broke to even watch it, so when I got to see a little clip of them doing EXO Obsession, and then, like, freaking June was dressed up as, like, what was it called? I think he was dressed up as Chen in a red suit, and then also, like, who is it? I think he was Suho, or was dressed up. Well, yeah, no. Donghoon was dressed up like Suho, and I was like, what the fuck, with the red hair, looking like a devil. I'm like, woo, damn, boy, you fine. You so fine. But they're fine. But it's okay. It's okay. Ah, but yes. So along with, you know, all that stuff, they have done so much. Like, they've been in web series, like, June. I mean, I'm pretty sure it'll come out when, I'm pretty sure that the web series that June will be in, it'll be out after I post this, or maybe, I don't know. But, like, the boys have been getting a lot of acting opportunities. I'm just waiting. Because I know Donghoon, he got to be on, like, what was her name? Her name was, like, Sonette, and he actually got to do his own little solo schedule where he, you know, sung covers of songs with her, and they've been doing, I actually, no, here's another thing. They do, like, songs for dramas quite a bit. So, Donghoon, to me, he has that, like, that K-drama, like, OST, like, voice. I had to think about that. But no, it's really cool. So June has been in, is gonna be in, like, a little web drama. Chan was in 2020, and that was really good, with Kim Woo Suk. And then BK, he got to be, like, a little side character, but he was I don't know the character because I haven't watched it yet, but it was in a drama called Be My Boyfriend. Not gonna lie, when, like, sometimes when I look at the ACE members, like, being in a drama, I'm just like, I look at you, I'm like, this is not acting, like, this is real. Like, this is how you act. Or maybe this is a subdued version or an overdramatic version. I don't know. But I just, again, I love that. Like, they're singers, dancers, and they're actors. Triple threat. Boom, boom. It is what it is. But to move on, because I know I talk a lot. Okay. So BK and Donghoon got to be in Korea Fashion Week. And I saw the little clip, the video that their management posted on Twitter. And they're over here, like, walking, like, I wish they got to walk on, like, an actual stage with, like, photographers and people watching, but, you know, pandemic, so I guess it was, like, a separate, like, filming type deal, and they were, like, practicing their walks, and it was, like, super cute, because I watched the behind the scenes video on their YouTube channel. They're so cute, and I love them. Aww. I know. Also, the Steve Aoki remix that they did on Billboard, it actually went number 4 in digital sales, and it was on number 12 on dance and dance and electric song sales. So I thought that was cool. And they even got to do like merch. They got to do merch. They even got to do merch with Down too, and it was like the gray sweat, like the gray and tan sweatsuits. I have no money, so I need to be responsible, fiscally responsible. So I cannot really buy any merch, but I wish I could. But I'm over here buying K-pop albums. But that's besides the point. And also, 2020, they're in the top 5 streams on Radar Korea Artists. So yes. And this is another thing that I did. I briefly remember. The guy, they actually got to help out a performer with his performance because they were June and Donghyun were previous contestants on I Can See Your Voice, and then they got to actually be on it and help the guy like behind them like. Like, you know, if he was like a singer or not. I thought it was cool because that was like another humble beginning thing. Because I know, like, I mean, they used to go on variety shows when they were, you know, like a little early in their debut. Because I know, like, June and Chen were on Mix, not Mix 9, they were on The Unit, and then BK, Donghoon, and Wow, they were all on Mix 9 with YG. So those are my boys. And then just to go back and see them and like, you know, like remember the beginning. It's so cute because they went back to go and like help out the artist. But no, I mean, another interesting thing, again, I always say, you know, people are starting to take notice. And another, a lot of accomplishments is like they're actually getting like published in other like magazines online. Like there is like, I mean, I'm only gonna list a couple because I didn't really read the articles, but I know that they were mentioned and I thought that was cool. I should have read them. But I mean, guys, like honestly, like I work a full-time job and I record this podcast so you guys can like laugh at me. Well, no, not laugh at me, but laugh with me. There we go. But yeah, so they were actually we had the UK Vogue wrote about them, Allure wrote about them, Teen Vogue wrote about them, and Metro wrote about them. So I mean, I don't know, 'cause like I don't really read like actual like paper magazines anymore, but to see a lot of people like taking interest and actually taking time to even write about them, I feel like that's a very big accomplishment. So, yeah. Like for a group that's been around for what, like 4 years. Yeah, this is their 4th year being a group. For a group that's been around for 4 years, I'm just really happy that, you know, foreign articles are taking notice and reporting them. Like it's nice for recognition. And I believe that's what they deserve. They deserve so much. And you know, this year has been, you know, such an amazing year for them. Pandemic wise, hell no. But it's okay. You know, even though we are going through, you know, a pandemic, Ace has really shown like a lot of their showmanship, passion, and dedication toward their art and to choice. Like, I mean, they don't call themselves Ace for nothing. Like, they really don't. Like, alongside of, you know, all the other groups that I stan, Ace is really one of the more versatile groups that I freaking love. Like, they, like, you know, from rapping, singing, dancing, acting, like, they can do it all. And, like, anything that they then, you know, anything that these guys they put their mind to, I genuinely believe that they can, you know, they can get it, they can reach it and make it happen. Because I mean, really in reality, like I feel like we're all really just striving for dreams, you know, to come true. Like anybody doing a podcast, we're all hoping, I mean me, I mean we're all hoping it might lead to something. Or if anyone's that's like a struggling actor, photographer, anything in the arts or anything that you just want to do, maybe you're an inventor. I don't know. But it's just, you know, you're all striving for a dream. And that's what I think of when I think of Ace. Like, if they can work really hard and then they can make it happen. And yeah, for me, Ace is actually one of the groups, you know, one of the few groups that I go to for comfort when I am having, you know, difficult, like, you know, I need some confidence or I'm doubting myself. Like, they have such a good connection with their fans, and I'm so proud to be a choice. And I like it here. I love being a choice. Like, I would say I'm like, I'm a pretty diehard though. Like, I love these guys so much. Like anything you got, I will listen to it. If I had the money, I'd buy it, but I don't got no money, but it's okay. And you know, they definitely make me want to not only, you know, go out on adventures like their music suggests and follow my dreams, but they give me a lot of, how do you say it? Like, it's a lot of inspiration to be myself. 'Cause I mean, mostly I do have like, I mean, I don't know, I'm not trying to be like corny or anything, but like I do sometimes, I do have a hard time, you know, especially with social media, you only show people what you want to show them. Like, I do have a hard time sometimes when it comes to maybe being myself, and I'm still working on that and loving myself. Thank you, BTS. But anyways, but no, Ace has really given me, you know, inspiration to try and be like a better version of myself, and I appreciate that. Like, I love them so much, and I don't know. Maybe I'll save it for an episode of K-Pop Diary, because I feel like I can get pretty deep. Because, you know, that's what, you know, emotions are. They're deep, like the ocean. But no, now, before I wrap up this anniversary special, I am going to reciprocate. Thank you, Jay from Day 6. I learned that word from Jay from Day 6. I know it's like a word, but I never said it until he said it. But I would love to reciprocate some of the love that Ace has shown. You know, the Ace, they always give choice. I want to reciprocate some of love by having a few guest voices gush over them. I'm gonna say them all in order. So first up, I have, she is actually one of the admin of a Facebook group for Ace that I follow on Facebook. So her name is Crystal Lee. She's an admin. Well, she's one of the admins. Next up after Crystal, we have my good friend Coral that got me into Ace. And after my good friend Coral, I'm going to have three amazing podcasts that work very hard. I have the ladies from, I have all four of them. I'm surprised that any of the other podcasts, not gonna lie, said yes to this. I have the ladies of Not Your Average Fangirls. I have Sav and Jay from It's the Melanin for Me. And then I have Natasha, who is a journalist and host of A Soulful Storm. And I have Ashley Griffin from Multifascinated ACG. So I'm going to go ahead, play their clips before I close out. And yeah, thank you all so much for even... You know, thank you guys so much for, you know, like, even bothering to even just, like, give me a speck of your time. Like, thank you. But no, before I close out, I'm gonna play the voice clips of all the ladies that, you know, that bothered with me. But no, thank you guys so much. I'm gonna get into it, and I talk too damn much. But here we go. Bye-bye. And enjoy the voices of these beautiful women. And I'm going to link all of their bios. Not all their bios. I'm going to link all of their, like, descriptions and pages and whatnot and podcasts and all their socials. I'm going to link down in my description. So I shall return with the outro. Ew. Okay, bye-bye, guys. Never felt this way inside. Don't know why I can't seem to let you go. I'm not the type to catch feelings. Something about you got me stuck and I'm sinking. Let me your anger come and save me. Cause I'm falling down, down, all the way down, now. Let's get away, it's been a weekend. Ace, oh my gosh, it's been 4 years. I am so happy for you. Congratulations. 축하드립니다. I wish you an amazing anniversary, and I hope this next few years you get all the awards you deserve and all the recognition you deserve. I really want to see you guys in more variety shows. You guys make me laugh so much. It's like my favorite thing to watch. Thank you so much for everything you do. 사랑합니다.
How did I fall in love with Ace Official? Well, I found Ace on YouTube a while back, and I really fell in love with just the creative concepts, their voices, the choreography that's always on point, and the way that their chemistry between each of the members really is, you know, amazing. I saw them on tour back in 2019 at the Undercover Tour, and I have been a big fan ever since. I love you, Ace. Love you always.
Hi, everybody. This is Carolina from the Not Your Average Fangirls podcast. My bias in Ace is Dunhun, and honestly, I can't even, like, remember when he became my bias, but I feel like it's just always been him. With Chani, like, you know, being my bias record, but that's about it. But I love Ace because I feel like they're just so fun. Like, they're, They're very personable with their fans, and they're just such a good time, and their shows are incredible. If you guys have not seen Ace Live, please go to their show the next time that they come to, near you. I love their concept. Ever since they debuted, I really like their music because I'm really into EDM, and that's the kind of style that they were doing. Besides that, I just feel like they're very just fun and loving guys and super talented. With Donghun, like, I don't know what it is, but he's just like so cute and fluffy, but at the same time, very sexy. And he's just such a, I don't know how to describe it. Like, he's like a little puppy dog, but he's also could be like a little shit at times. So I think that's why I really like him. Ace is just one of my favorite groups out there. I enjoy their music. I enjoy them, their personalities. Like, they're just so good to choice. Those are just my thoughts on Ace. I love them very, very much. I literally I can't even imagine, like, not knowing about them, not standing them. Like, they're just so incredible. So, we love Ace. Well, I love Ace.
Hey, guys. It's Cynthia from Not Your Average Fangirls. The reason I fell for Ace was honestly their music. It's more on the EDM style, and being a raver, it really resonates with me. Then I started to get to know their personalities, and they are truly all about the no structure, just vibes motto, which clearly resonates with me too. I've seen them live a couple times, and every time it's always so much fun. They make you feel like you're at a big party watching your talented friends give a performance. Even though not all of them know English, they still make an effort to make you feel included in their own way. My bias is Chan. He's super sweet and a little cheeky and always wants to have a good time. You know that saying, you don't pick your bias picks you? That was literally the situation that happened. I didn't even know who Ace was yet, and I saw his performance for a survival show, and I said, who that? Kat was like, oh, him? Bet. Let me show you Cactus. And I was hooked ever since. Overall, they're a really comforting group that never failed to make me smile, and I wish them nothing but happiness and success.
Hi everyone, it's Terika from Not Your Average Fangirls podcast, and Precious asked me, do you mind talking about Ace? And I said, girl, all I do is talk about Ace. So my Ace bias is Mr. Wow himself. I think when it solidified that he was my bias is we were at a meet and greet, and Chani was my first bias, little Chani. But when I met Ace, I like instantly fell in love with Wow. Like, he was the sweetest and the nicest person, and like, I was so nervous because it was my very first meet and greet, and I like fan sign meet and greet. I didn't know it was like a real fan sign. I was unprepared, but he went up there and he tried to make conversation with me, and like at the time his English wasn't the greatest and my Korean is not great because, you know, I can't speak it, and we tried to communicate the best that we could, and it ended up being a good time. And he asked me if I ate breakfast and if I was like excited for the show. When I told him I was so nervous that I couldn't eat, I was so excited for the show I couldn't eat, he drew me a bowl of rice and was just like, make sure you always eat. And I was like, that's so sweet. And then after that, the show started and he was phenomenal. Like, his voice, his raps, his dancing. I can go on and on about this man, about how wonderful and how kind-hearted and how sweet he is. And yeah, I just love Ace. Their music is amazing. They're super welcoming and warm. And when you go to their shows, it feels like you're just at a party, hanging out with friends, having a good time. So if you've never seen Ace live, please, please try to get to a show. They're just really wholesome guys. And I wish them all the best. They deserve the entire world.
What's up, you guys? It's your girl Kat from Not Your Average Fangirls. Here to talk about my favorite subject, Ace. My bias in Ace is the incredible Park Joon-hee. always and forever. With, you know, Seyoon and Donghun as solid number twos. But Precious wanted us to talk a little bit about why we love Ace, which is such a like heavy thing for me to talk about because there's so many reasons. And I think for me, the most prevalent one is I'm a fan of an underdog. Like, I love the underdog story. And they've literally worked insanely hard to get to the place that they're at now. And even now, they're still working just as hard to make themselves so versatile and so incredible. And they're so talented. And the music they write and what they've been working on lately is just slowly becoming more and more insane, to be honest. You know, they are releasing music that they're writing and their concepts are so beautiful and everything about what they do, you can tell that they do it for their fans. And I think that's what initially connected me to Ace to begin with. It's just, you feel the love and sincerity they have for their fans and their craft and their members and their art. And that for me, above everything else, is like the turning point for a group, is when they just 100%, like, I don't know, give everything they have to what they're doing, like that art and that craft. And I think Ace is one of those groups that does that. Always call Ace like a lotus. Like, that's what I compare them to, you know, even though they grew in a small company and they went through a lot of hardship, they grew into this beautiful flower, this beautiful thing. And just like a lotus, lotus's roots grow in the mud, in the dirt. And when they surface and they're on the water, they're like the most beautiful thing, you know? And that's what it's like for me with Ace. Ace has done so much for me in like just terms of my life in general, you know, like I don't always see them. They're like wind. Like, I don't always see them, but I can feel like their presence in my life. And because of that, they have become one of my favorite groups of all time. Not even just right now in K-pop, just some of my favorite humans in general. And they're so kind and always so just genuine all the time, you know. One of the best live shows I've ever seen. Some of the best vocalists I've heard ever. Like, are you kidding me? Kang Yu-chan, vocal king. What? Pop off. And, you know, they push norms and they are so unapologetically themselves. And that, to me, is their shining factor. They are Ace. Like, no one is that like them, and they are like nobody else. And it makes you feel like you're a part of something special when you're a fan of theirs. And I feel like I'm a part of something special being their fan. So it really means a lot to me to be a choice. It really means a lot to me to be supporting Ace, and to be in this community of fans with fellow choices. It's crazy to think that I've watched them since pre-debut, since they were busking, and now they are, you know, what they are now. And I'm just super proud of them. I'm super happy, and I just have so much love for them in so many ways, in the music they make and the people they are and how they make me feel and how they make me feel so loved and so welcomed and feel like my quirks and my uniqueness is what makes me so special. And that's super awesome when an artist or a song or anything can make you feel like that. And Ace definitely makes me feel like that. So that's what it is with me for Ace. But if, you know, Ace ever comes across this, who knows, it might happen. Congratulations on your anniversary. You guys deserve the world. You're all incredible, and I am so, so, so proud to be your choice. And yeah, thanks guys. Bye.
So my name's Jay.
I'm Sad.
And we're from It's the Moment for Me. And I guess we're just gonna talk about Ace. Savvy, you want to go first?
Yes, I am so incredibly proud of Ace. Oh my gosh, they have grown so much and much since Cactus and even Take Me Higher and just gone through a lot. Well, not as much, but they've just obviously gone through a lot in the time that they've been a group. And each comeback has been super good. Each comeback has been bigger than the last. And it is really consistent. And they're amazing coverists. They're amazing vocalists, amazing dancers. I am in love with them.
Yes. When I first got into Ace, I saw their like viral clip of Undercover, and I was like, okay, so this is another group I had to get into, and I just fell in love. Honestly, Ace is just, they're very versatile, and I just feel like they just keep improving, and they're just so cute. Like, their Obsession cover was very good. They went viral again on Twitter, and I was just like, they just keep coming back with more and more, and I just love all of them. Especially Byungkwan, he's my bias. Well, one of my biases. So
yeah, like for Ace, I don't have one specific bias. Like, all of them have qualities that draw them to me, that draw me to them. So I'm like, I can't really choose, which is a good thing, not a bad thing, definitely not. But it's super. I love them.
Can't wait for the next comeback as well.
Oh yeah, definitely can't wait. They're gonna be amazing as always. They're always giving what they need to give. Congratulations, Ace.
Yes. Congratulations, Ace.
Hi, this is Natasha Malanga from A Soulful Storm podcast. I'm a journalist who specializes in K-pop, and I'm here to completely and utterly gush over Ace. I think that they are just an incredible group. From their songs, I mean, to me, something that stands out is their choreography, their unapologetic nature to the things that they do and the art that they present. Something that really blew my mind away with their last album was just the homage they paid to their Korean culture. I'm someone who's always been a sucker for people who just want to showcase their culture. So from them wearing, you know, modernized hanboks, not only in the MV, but for a lot of comeback stages, and then, you know, wearing hanboks for their underwater shoot for their pictures, and then incorporating fight styles into their choreography. I just think that they are so creative, and their zeal just to show off like their art to fans, I just love it. And I have been privileged to interview them 3 times, one of them being on my podcast, and I'm just so amazed by how sweet and good-natured, but also how really funny they are, and also how sincere they are. And I cannot wait for the rest of the world to finally see what we see in Ace.
Hey y'all, Ashley here, better known as Multifaceted ACG from the podcast Multifaceted ACG Presents An Album A Day. And although I'm not a choice, I am a relatively new fan of Ace because of my show. I had to listen to every single album in their discography, and I have got to say that these gentlemen, they dope. The fact that within their artistry, every single album, every single title track is completely different from the other. That's not something that's easy to do and endure within the K-pop industry. Everyone eventually starts to sound the same, but not these guys, not at all. And I mean, that should be obvious from their name. Their name stands for Adventure Calling Emotions, and they're able to call on EDM, Europop, American pop, rock, you name it, they can do it. It's so exciting. I know their fans are proud of them, have to be. And as a fellow May baby myself, I think a May 23rd anniversary date ain't too bad. So congratulations to the 5 of them for being together this entire time, bringing
banger after banger. I mean, one heck of a leader, for crying out loud. June, do the thing. And I just wish nothing but continued success and continued creative capacities that we've never seen before from these guys. Bye, y'all.
Oh, everybody was so sweet when they're gushing over Ace. That's what I love. I love the pure love of a choice. And that's what this podcast is all about. Just love. But no, Kat, if you are listening to this, I didn't have the heart to tell you that yours was kind of too long, but it's okay. Cause I really love the way that she just gushed and talked about Ace and how they're just like a lotus. And I am also one for a good underdog story. So I love you, Kat, but don't worry. You'll see, you'll hear a little bit more of Kat next time. But anyways, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast, and I really want to do, you know, more of these in the future, maybe have some more guests on. Today was just me showing my pure love for Ace, because they deserve so much. They deserve everything, and I cannot wait to see them, you know, in years to come. What are they going to be doing? I don't know. But again, this is just to Ace. I love you so much. Happy anniversary. Thank you for inspiring me. Thank you for making me smile, laugh, and question things as you guys do, because you guys are kind of weird, but it's all right. And I love you guys, and I wish I could buy you Starbucks. And, you know, I would buy Donghyun mint chocolate chip ice cream from Baskin Robbins. I got you, boo. But also, there are some other groups that I do love that also debuted this month, or will be, you know, coming up on their anniversary by the time this comes out. Just so honorable mentions, the K-band Lucy, they had their anniversary on the 8th. AB6 had their anniversary yesterday on the 22nd, and 17 will be having their anniversary on the 26th. So yeah, happy anniversary to those three groups. I also love you guys as well. And yeah, let me know if you guys like this podcast. Thank you so much for listening to What in the K-Pop. Thank you for clicking. And if you guys like this podcast, please go to our Instagram at whatinthekpop_official. Follow us, message us. And, you know, you're going to see our link tree in our bio to all of our social media platforms. And, you know, you guys can follow us in there. And if you want to follow any of the guests I had on today's podcast, I will link their social media accounts in the description below, right along Aces, because y'all should be following these amazing people, and you should be following the group that is the one and only Ace. I love you guys so much, so much, so much. I appreciate you guys for listening to this podcast. Please go stream Ace content, you know, whether it's their YouTube or their Spotify, blow it up. Go listen to the whole discography, and remember to live your best K-pop life, buy albums, do whatever you want to do, and happy Ace Day. Bye. Yeah, I gotta go now. Bye!